do more of this in the future. But let's go ahead and get started because we do have a lot to do today. And let everybody take a couple of deep centering breaths. Get yourself comfortable as we begin our next journey together. Be in your sacred heart. And let's welcome the Council of 12.
Greetings, ascending masters of light. We, the Council of 12, are present with you in the quadratic energetic field to present the second upgrade of the Merkaba vehicle and the Merkaba field of light. It is important that we transmit some important concepts about the new accelerated function of the Merkaba vehicle. Within the first star tetrahedron, now called the Inner Sanctum, the Holy Spirit Shekinah begins to manifest in that first star tetrahedron. This begins first in the lower tetrahedron, called the feminine tetrahedron, through the influence of the spinning white star tetrahedron that carries the unlocked light template of unity and love. The top tetrahedron, called the masculine tetrahedron, begins to spin and is drawn to merge with the spinning lower tetrahedron. As the two merge, because of the presence of the Holy Spirit Shekinah, they become one stabled, unified star tetrahedron. In the presence of the Holy Spirit Shekinah, a consciousness of source energies is no longer gender related. So we will no longer refer to the first star tetrahedron or the two tetrahedrons that were merged and made up that first star tetrahedron. We will no longer mention either the masculine or the feminine because it now functions at one complete, stable, present part of the consciousness of the all that is. And that consciousness will continue to be represented by a terminology of the Holy Spirit Shekinah. But no, there is no separation in any part of that massive source creative energy. It is for your reference point at this stage of your consciousness. In the energies of the first star tetrahedron, your pure spirit is present. And the knowing that you are never separate from the source of all that is ever present now. This is the first step you make in manifesting a clear consciousness of a unified body that contains all aspect of the divine image without separation of any kind. As the presence of the Holy Spirit fills your soul expression in the divine image, a similitude of the source of your being, the pure form of the divine image with no gender restrictions or distortions is manifested through the consciousness of the Sacred Heart Center. The white star tetrahedron and the purple star tetrahedron begin now to have a different function. Through the spinning of the two star tetrahedrons, a state of consciousness based in the knowing that you, as an individual expression of the divine image, are always unified with Source. They transmit continually the element of love and unity, as well as the energetics of the fifth, sixth, seventh dimensional light templates that you retrieved from the time locks. This was such an important event that you contributed by taking these unlocked light templates and integrating them in your physical body was such a huge contribution to the evolvement and raising of the consciousness of humans. This energetic unity within the Sacred Heart Center then forms your personal cosmic womb. All of your individual creations are formed from this center. The consciousness of your Sacred Heart Center is enhanced and influenced by the energetic spin of the white tetrahedron and the purple tetrahedron. For they spin in unison on the same axis as the first tetrahedron. So all is functioning within that Merkaba vehicle and within the unified field in complete unity. Your light body becomes enhanced gradually and upgrades into higher frequencies of light. Your unified field is also influenced by the light energetics that are programmed into and stream from your Merkaba field vehicle. These energetics constantly upgrade your light body consciousness. After certain energetic upgrades occur, the light body then becomes your Ka body. This is your spiritual double. It provides the life force of a physical body. This spiritual double replaces the etheric body, which influenced the third dimensional physical body. The influence of the Ka body contributes to a physical form of a fifth dimensional body, which then becomes your physical vehicle in which to experience life in a human form. The light body can also be used effectively to travel interdimensionally within your Merkaba field. Your physical form that is now morphing into a fifth dimensional body will appear as it always did, but there is a vast difference. Your Merkaba vehicle is truly your golden chariot that carries you through multi dimensions as well as into many cosmic realms of Source. We couldn't continue with these further applications of the spinning of the white star tetrahedron and the purple star tetrahedron before you received these concepts that we have just explained. So now we begin to increase the speed, the light, not the speed, the light by accelerating the rotations of the white star tetrahedron and the purple star tetrahedron. This will affect the state of consciousness that is held in the inner sanctum of the first star tetrahedron. So be clear. We are increasing the light frequency, not of the speed of light, because it cannot function at these refined frequency ranges. So we are accelerating these rotations to affect the state of the light frequencies that are contained within the Merkaba field and the Merkaba vehicle. The purple star tetrahedron spins counterclockwise, and the white star tetrahedron spins clockwise. The first star tetrahedron remains stable through the presence of the Holy Spirit, Shekinah. Take a deep breath. Become centered in your sacred heart, in the sacred heart consciousness, present and aware in your light body, in your Merkaba vehicle, and notice your Merkaba is operating at 130% light frequency. As soon as you notice this frequency of light, it immediately moves into a 140% light frequency. This is because you activated this frequency of light in our last meeting. You have integrated it already. And now you are placing your attention on it. Feel the acceleration that just occurred in your light body and also in your state of consciousness. Take another deep breath, present, aware in this moment, and command the Merkaba vehicle to increase its light to 145% light frequency. Notice a slight shift in the light frequency in your vehicle as well as in your light body. Another breath, present and aware. Now command your Merkaba to increase its light to 150% light. This will take a month to fully integrate into your field of consciousness. Continually practice this command so that the 150% light frequency gradually integrates into your light body and your Sacred Heart consciousness. You will not be able to maintain this frequency of light in your daily life. Let us repeat that. You will not be able to maintain this frequency of light in your daily life. So do not have unrealistic expectations of yourself. But you are quite capable of maintaining a set point of 130% light in yourself as you navigate your daily life. You will also notice that for a while, you will be making constant adjustments in your light frequencies, as you will sometimes fall out of this level of light, especially when you are triggered by the collective lower consciousness of third and fourth dimensions, which are prevalent in most of the human collective. Be gentle with yourself. Don't judge yourself. Make the adjustments and move on by paying attention and making adjustments without judgment. You will be able to maintain higher set points of light as they are more firmly integrated. You will be able to gradually use the higher levels of 140% light to 150% light in states of meditation and contemplation. You will also be able to use them to feed and enhance your light body's light frequency and states of consciousness. Take note that your grounding exercise is required, so you can return to your daily life at your present set point. None of this is helpful to you if you cannot ground into your body consciousness and operate from that consciousness in your day-to-day life. So it is so important that you ground yourself into the earth and into the present moment of your life experience. If you are grounded in light, you are able to transmit easily your light into the earth as well as into the collective consciousness of humanity without doing a thing. Nothing is required of you now but to be the light that you are in your walking around state, present and conscious. It will take a full 3 years of ascending masters of light energetics to fully integrate the 150% light into your light body and into your fifth dimensional body. Take a deep breath. Be present in this moment. And in this session,